Heading toward 622, 70 degrees and crazy times on the smart stock market. Fearful times for people who are retired or maybe were planning on retiring and feeling now like they can't. They've been robbed of their long-time savings. Now, the answer usually is sit tight and it's all going to come back. We've been through this before. But we need a little reassurance as we look at some stock market news calling for futures to be lower, oil to rebound, gas has gone down a little bit, but it's just an odd time, big market sell-off this week. And the guy we turn to for hand-holding and expertise is David Sowerby, Ancora Advisors Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager. And I want to say, too, that the Ancora Dividend Value Mutual Fund, managed by David, was just recently awarded 4 stars by Morningstar. Congratulations, David, and good morning.
Paul, thank you sincerely. And you're right. When stocks are down well more than 20%, it's simply too easy to say to investors, you just got to hang in there because it goes so much more deeper than that. For what can you provide investors encouragement that we're trying to find a bottom here? And as you've said so often and so well, nobody can call an absolute bottom.
Yeah, that's if you could, you'd be a gazillionaire, but you can't. And so the best thing that I've always picked up from you is that we're not supposed to panic and avoid selling at the lows, which unfortunately people do not generally are not able to do. You know, the whole idea is to buy at the lows and sell at the highs, and it's very difficult for people to get that right, because there's no way to know where the lows are or where the highs are. What we do know is that our 401ks and IRAs and whatever else we've got going that is dependent on the stock market have been devastated. They've been absolutely annihilated.
They have, and add in, sometimes when the stock market goes down, you can find a safe haven in the U.S. bond market, and here we are. As much as it's been tough in the stock market down 20% year-to-date, the bond market at times has been down more than 10%. So you haven't been able to find safe haven there, nowhere to hide other than maybe commodities. And I think the other tough factor, too, is we get these intra-year, within a year, we do get these 15% corrections quite often. But when you start the year and you go negative from the very beginning and you're halfway through and you're down 20%, and we shouldn't measure this year by year, but it is human behavior to do that. That's what I think becomes quite challenging to the investor. And you have to still look for the green shoots. What's going to be the catalyst for stocks to bottom and then start moving higher? And I think there's some of them out there today.
Well, we still have that R word, and it's not just a recession here. It's being talked about as a global recession. What say you?
I think Europe is absolutely headed for recession, much more so than the U.S. I think in the United States, the probability is now more than 50% that we get a recession. Consumer confidence is at some of the lowest levels in 30 years. We're seeing the manufacturing sector begin to weaken. The consumer's been quite healthy, but they're showing some signs of being stretched. And if I quickly move to the state of Michigan, I think maybe there's some better news that Michigan, while we will have a recession, can withstand it better. Our state business climate is much more competitive. Just look at what the annual tax foundation research says. Autos usually go down 20 to 30% for sales and production in a recession. I think sales and production is probably on the mend as the supply chain gets better. Michigan's unemployment rate starts at a very low level at 4.3%. Michigan has a much better chance to fight through this recession than we certainly did in the great financial crisis in 2008.
I understand that traders and investors will get some insight this afternoon into last month's decision by the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. The minutes of the last meeting will be released this afternoon. Are those important to you, David Sowerby?
Probably not at the top of my reading list this summer, Paul. The, the, short, Ukraine more than anybody else. You could throw in Washington in their spending as well, but it's mostly centered on the Fed. The Fed needs to get inflation under control. They need to keep being more restrictive with money supply growth after putting it in the left lane for 90 miles an hour for the last year and a half. That's what the Fed needs to do. I don't need to read the minutes for me to know that.
So the oil prices have rebounded a bit. Fascinating. The price of U.S. crude oil sank $8.93, eventually settling below $100 a barrel for the first time since early May. So I don't know if we're going to see immediate relief at the pumps or not.
I know one thing, Paul. Nobody can predict the price of oil. I've heard it from the former chairman of Exxon. I asked him point blank a few years ago at an investor meeting. He said, we had to, but we still never thought we could get it right. And if he can't get it right, I certainly can't get it right. You know, but I do suspect if we go through a recession and demand slows, the price of oil will come back down. And with a lag, gas prices will too. That's about the extent of me being able to predict the elusive price for a barrel of oil.
Yep. Well, and you're the expert. David Sowerby, Ancora Advisors, Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager. Congratulations on that fund that you oversee and manage, the Ancora Dividend Value Mutual Fund, just getting 4 stars by Morningstar. Good job, David. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Paul. Dividends are a good thing, especially when the company's growing the dividend. I'll leave it at that.
David Sowerby, Ancora Advisors, as we continue on a Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6:29.